easy, Jack. What is it?
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Master, using the wisdom eyes, there's something like some of those qi. Is there something like ants traveling towards the head?
什么 ant travel towards the head?
Something crawling from the back.
Oh yeah, you feel like qi, huh?
Yes.
Sometimes it happens.
It does happen.
Sometimes it happens because we not only open here, but the whole system will start to. How you say, operate in a better function. And therefore, sometimes you feel a different feeling from different centers. But please do not bother about them. Just concentrate on the wisdom eye.
Okay, and yes. I've been meditating using the breathing in standard. Breathe in and out. So I experience some bright lights and some blue lights. But then up to a standard, I can't go on any further. It seems that I'm stuck there.
I know.
So
all the breathing people are stuck there.
How should I proceed from here?
Guan Yin method is a higher one for
but
you.
If I don't use this method?
And then you stop there. Like every other breatharian. Yes, I know. Most of the methods get you stuck in some level and you cannot get further.
Because I don't want to start on a vegan now, so there's no other method to proceed.
You pay for what you need. All right.
Okay, thank you. Mm.
Master, I have a personal question. Yesterday during your lecture, you were saying that all of us need not to be a monk or a nun to be enlightened.
Right.
Yes, but why did you have to sacrifice your marriage to save us?
Oh, I wasn't enlightened then. And now my husband already remarried. Do you think I want to snatch him from another woman? I had to do it. But it's also good. Because I tell you the truth, I'm so busy right now that even if I still have a husband, I probably do injustice to him. I will stay up with you people until sometimes 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the night and go home and want to remove my makeup and take a bath and all that and even take care of some other immediate matters from different countries or arrange for the next trip. I think whether I have a husband or not makes no difference at all. We don't have time for each other. And I think it's better like that. My position is different. You see, you want only enlightenment. You don't need to be a master. And if you are a master, I think you must prepare to sacrifice sooner or later. Whether you have a husband or not, the marriage doesn't seem normal anymore. Yes. It's too much, yeah? Yes, if I have children, then probably I won't have that much time for you. I guess. But that's why most of the masters, for example, Indian masters, they wait until they're pensioners, 50 years old or afterward, to start their mastership. Very rare is a young master. In case he is, then all the family has to support him because he can no longer work. Then his wife has to sacrifice and look after him instead of him looking after the family. Understand? So most of the great masters, they are pensioners. Until then, they just work in the world and take the pension and take care of the children until they all grow up, and then they become masters. Understand? But in case they were young, of course, their family have to be already strong, established, and fully support him. You think I could go out and earn money in an ordinary way? 8 to 5? No. I earn money, but in different ways. I do my paintings, interior design, exterior design, clothing design, all kinds of music and all that, you know, here and there. I don't need to, but I prefer to, so that I don't have to give you trouble. That everywhere I go, you must see to my etiquette and my crew members, which are about 10 or 20 or 30 sometimes. It's a lot of money. Yeah, I don't want you, before coming to me, to already have to worry about financial problems. Understand? If you have it, you contribute to the community, it's fine. I don't want to give you that burden, that pressure. And I don't want the pressure to stand between us spiritually. So you come to me light-hearted and relaxed, that Master takes care of everything. And whenever, if you have it financially, you contribute or in your free time, on leisure, whatever you do. But not to pose the pressure in front of you before you even come to me. Because you have enough pressure already in life. So I guess me being unmarried is also the will of the Divine. And it's good so. I don't regret it. I felt sorry for my husband at that time. And also after that, sometimes I had some illusion about family, love and life, all that. But I don't regret living him. I don't regret having my life like this because I'm fully dedicated to you. Understand? Yeah?
Hi, I'm not a member. I just want to know whether is there infinite progress, or is there a kind of a stagnant after you reach the highest, then there's no more further progress?
No, always progress.
And is it possible for you to fall back?
No. You see, just like after college, you have your degree, but you don't stop there. You learn by experiences, by working and by practicing, okay? It's infinite. But then you have your standard, minimum requirement. You have your basic wisdom, yeah? And then as the days go by, as the situation arises, when you have to deal with sentient beings or situations, you use more wisdom and learn from them, okay? Actually, you don't learn, but your wisdom is infinite. Because the situations are infinite and sentient beings are infinite. Therefore, you can't say you just stop there. No. You stop there because then you know everything, but you don't use it all the time. So that means like you don't know all the things. Only when the situation arises and demands come, then you use your wisdom. Then you also know, now I know that, and I also can do that. Understand? But you don't desire to know anything anymore. You know everything, but you don't know anything. You do things according to time, situation, and requirement. All right? Infinite is infinite. You don't only learn here, you go up to heaven and continue. Difficult, huh? Never mind. Yeah. Nijang.
My master, I have another interesting question.
Really?
In my opinion. Because things are subjective. It may not be interesting to you, but to me, yes.
No, never mind. Just tell, because we don't have time. What is it?
Before I ask this question, I'd like to clarify that I'm not being arrogant, but I'm being curious. And I'm not doubtful of what you have shown us.
Never mind. Please ask your question.
Asking you this is that you ask us to ask you questions, but have you in any way asked anybody questions?
Should I ask you questions?
Why not?
When I need something, I will ask you. But I don't know what your speciality is. What do you know that you can teach me? If I need, then I will ask you. Sure. I ask my disciple what color is better today for me. I do ask people questions. Yeah?
Questions like what we have asked you regarding meditation methods. whether you have asked this similar question with anybody else?
No. No. At least not at the present time. Maybe in the future. Yeah?
Yes, thank you. That's what I want to know.
I don't ask these questions. I have asked them, probably some of these questions I have asked before. Before I had disciples, I had to ask them. But not now.
Dear Master, what's the difference between the Fa Hua Jing and Kuan Yin method?
What's the difference between Kuan Yin method and Fa Hua Jing? The difference is that Fa Hua Jing always talks about Kuan Yin method. And the Kuan Yin method is the one that you directly know. Okay? Just like the menu and the food. Actually, not different, but different. Because you read the menu, you cannot be satisfied. But you eat the food, you're satisfied.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.